So start to notice what's touching your mat. Spread your fingers, open a little bit wider, and notice the space between your fingers. Walk your hands over towards the right side so you start to stretch out your left side body. And even take your left hand and place it on top of your right. And then start to breathe a little bit deeper into your left rib cage. And then move your hands over to the other side, same thing. Walk your hands back to center. Downward facing dog. And then just keep turning on your internal awareness. So move, right? Bend one knee, then the other. And move today from that place of awareness. Take your right leg up high, bend your knee and stack your hips open. Some of you can even try to touch the person behind you. Give them a little love tap. Step your foot forward for an easy twist and reach your right hand up. Look up towards your top hand. And start to like drop into it a little bit more. See how low you can get your hips to go. Take your top shoulder back like you're twisting your chest up. Take another breath in. High plank. Okay, squeeze your inner thighs together and hug your low belly up. And then set your eyes just a little bit out in front and draw your heart forward slightly. And if you're already hitting the point of like, okay, I'm ready to get out of this, perfect. That's exactly where I want you to be. I want you to hit that a few times throughout class. Like, to the edge of your comfort zone so that you can experience that. And so the moment that you want to get out of it is the moment that it actually begins, the pose. Because that's when the internal dialogue really starts turning on and off, and it takes something to actually stay. Good breath. Two more. Last one. Lower to your belly. Inhale to cobra pose. So just lift up, open up your chest. Exhale your forehead down to the floor. And then roll up again, open up your chest. Press the tops of your feet into the floor and lower. One more time. Roll up, lift up, lengthen. Downward facing dog. Take your left leg high, bend your knee, open up your hip. Let your head drop. You can even look underneath your left armpit. Give yourself a pit check, sniff check. Is your deodorant working? Yeah, touch your neighbor, give him a little tap. Easy twist. I kind of have this theory, though, that I think people who, like, we can't really smell our own smell, usually. I don't know. Oh, you can? Maybe, maybe not. Yeah, sink your hips down into it. Well, now you get to experience that. Give yourself a sniff, can you? Take one more breath in. High plank. Okay, round two. It's just an experiment. Like, think of it as that. Not right or wrong or good or bad. If you drop your knees, just come back into it when you're ready to come back into it and stay in it. Be in that conversation with yourself. This is slow burn. So let it burn a little. Okay, draw your heart forward this time. Fill all the way up. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Fill up. And get empty. One more time. Get all the way empty. Top of your mat. Halfway lift right away. Draw your heart forward and fold. Rise all the way up to stand and draw your hands together at your heart. Set your eyes on one spot or even close them. Take a breath in. Open mouth, exhale. Do that again. Clear it out. One big om. Open up your eyes, reach up, take a big breath in, bow forward. Draw your heart forward, fill up. High plank. Okay, shift forward, fill all the way up. Chaturanga, long exhale, stay down. Now upward facing dog, there it is. Downward facing dog. Take a breath in and breathe out. Sometimes we rush the chaturangas, sometimes all the times, right? Breathe in and out. Okay, one more. Get all the way full. Now empty all the way. Top of your mat. Half lift. Fold. Rise. Set your eyes up. Fold. Now pull your heart forward. High plank. Shift forward onto your tiptoes, heart forward. Chaturanga, slow, let it be challenging. Upward facing dog, downward facing dog. So one breath, one movement. Breathe in and breathe out. So even as you're holding this, there's movement. Lengthen to inhale. Press your heels down a little bit more as you exhale. Okay, hips up a little bit higher, breathe in. All the way empty, top of your mat, half lift, fold, rise, fold, heart forward, chaturanga, upward facing dog, Downward facing. Breath. Empty. Jump. Half lift. Fold. Rise. Little back bend this time. Fold. Lengthen. Chaturanga. Up. Down. Breath. All the way out. Jump. Half lift. Fold. Chair pose. Just breathe out. And then lengthen to breathe in. Sink a little bit deeper to breathe out. Now that's just the flow. So there's flow in the holds. And it also helps bring your awareness to your breath, like fully. So each inhale, think lengthening from your fingertips all the way up, up, up. Each exhale, go a little bit deeper, even if it's like not even a visible movement down. Take another breath in. Fold forward. Lengthen. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Right foot into warrior one. Plug your back heel down. And then set your eyes up. Same idea here. Breathe the flow into the pose. Lift, lengthen, and sink down. Then listen for each other's breath and participate so that your breathing is like one big lung together. Okay, set your eyes up, lean back, fill up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing. Left side warrior one. Percent breath awareness. Wake up your hands and reach them up a little bit higher. Take one more big breath in. Lean back. Chaturanga. Up dog. Downward facing. Breathe in. Breathe out. Again, breathe in. And out. One more. Jump. Half lift. Fold. Chair pose. Fold. Half lift. Chaturanga. Open your heart. Downward facing, right foot into warrior one. Just one breath, but it's a long breath. Keep breathing in more, 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 more. Chaturanga. Long exhale down. Open your heart. Down dog. Left side. So step on your exhale and then rise up. Big long breath in. Like keep breathing more air in, more. Chaturanga. So you hear that there's a pause in the room. Up dog to breathe in. Downward dog to breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Fill. and empty. One more. All the way out. Jump. Half lift. Bow. Chair. Fold. Lengthen. Chaturanga. Up. Down, right foot number one. Same thing. Listen for the pause. All the way up. Down you go. Breathe in. Downward facing, left side. Fullest expression of your inhale. Longest expression of your exhale. Open up your heart. Downward facing. Two breaths. Yeah, last one. Let it go. Jump. Half lift. Fold. Chair pose. Power chair this time. Draw your heart forward and sink down. Like, get your belly to touch the tops of your thighs. Like, connect on that level. Go that low, pull your heart forward even more and your hips back away from your head. Now set your eyes down so that the back of your neck is long and straight. Reach your fingertips forward and lift your heels off the ground. Keep everything else the same though. Belly connected to thighs. Head forward. Take another breath in. Crow pose. So all that same action you just had in that chair pose, find here. Now you're just on your hands. So low belly hugs in. Lengthen the back of your neck. Nice, Jenny. Take another breath in. Chaturanga. Open your heart. Downward facing dog. Take your right leg up high. Bring your knee to your chest. Pause here. Draw your heart forward. Keep your knee lifted and hugging in. Three more belly breaths here. Empty out all the way. Three-legged down dog, flip dog. Reach for wheel. Listen for the breath still. Side plank to the brick wall. Right away, take your top leg up and take your top arm towards State Street. And then pull your heel away from your fingertips. Get as long as you can along your top side body. Good breathing. Take one more breath in. Three-legged chaturanga. Keep your leg up, up, up. Yeah, up dog. Downward facing dog. Step your right foot high lunge. Hook your thumbs together and then press your hands up and back. Sink a little bit further more into your front leg. Press your back leg straight. Bring your hands to your heart center now. Take a deep breath in together. Twist to the sun. Catch your inhale right away and twist more. Do that again. Lengthen and breathe in. Twist to breathe out. Two more. Twist empty, high lunge. Reach all the way up and back. Standing splits. Now lift your heel up, take a breath in. Curtsy squat as you exhale. Yeah, lift and lengthen. Squeeze in. Up. Squeeze. Lengthen. Hug. Lift. High lunge. Warrior two. Reverse your warrior. Other leg, Stephanie. Just pause here. Press your front knee open a little bit. Sometimes the front knee wants to dip in. Just stack your joints. You can take a peek with your eyes. Widen your stance a little bit more even and sink into it. Like, get as long as you can in your side body. Fill up your lungs. Extended side angle. Bring your bottom hand to the inside edge of your front foot. You can prop yourself up onto fingertips, onto water bottles or blocks. And then look up towards your top armpit. Listen for the breath. Literally inspiring each other, like breathing life into the room. Be the catalyst of that. Take one more big breath in. Chaturanga. Upward facing. Downward facing. Send your left leg up. Bring it into your chest and pause. Get your shoulders right over your wrists and set your eyes slightly forward. And then belly breath together. Two more here. Squeeze all your air out. Three-legged dog to flip dog. Reach for wheel. Once again, let your head drop back. Side plank to the sun. So left hand down. Take your top leg up, top arm up. And then top arm forward over your top ear. And pull your heel and your fingertips away from each other. Lengthen. Fill up your lungs. Three-legged chaturanga. Keep your leg up. Try it on. Up dog. Downward facing dog. Step your left foot forward, high lunge. Hook your thumbs. Take them up. Reach back. Really good breath in here. Keep that going. Bring your hands to your heart center. Twist on your exhale to the brick wall. And then right away catch the inhale for length and twist. Full breath awareness here. Listen for it. Participate with it. Two more. Inhale. Twist empty. Fill up. Get all the way empty. Bring it out. High lunge, reach up and back, standing splits. Lengthen, take a big breath in, and then hug, curtsy squat. Lift, squeeze, up, in. Lengthen, squeeze. Last one, up, high lunge. Number two, open it up. Now reverse and hold. Get your legs right though, like sink down into it, widen your stance. Look at how long your mat is and take up all of the space. Sink lower into your front leg. And then remember the dance of the conversation of like, I want to get out of this pose, I'm uncomfortable, how long, da 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 da. When you start feeding those thoughts, that's when it becomes easy to like pop out of this pose. So check in, notice that that's where you're going, and feed your breath more than those thoughts. Reach back one more inch, extended side. Fingertips to the floor, to a block, and then full breath awareness here. You're in it together. I'm recording this class, so breathe as loudly as you can into the microphone so the person who's doing it, wherever they are, feel like they're a part of this class. Like, inspire someone who's not even here right now. You have that power. Take one more big breath in. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Oh, downward facing dog. Fill up your lungs. Open mouth, exhale, sigh something out. Yeah, do that again. Empty. Two more like that. Get all the way empty. Jump. Halfway lift. Fold. Chair pose. Hands to your heart, twist to the sun. Catch your inhale. Twist a little bit deeper. Breathe in again. Twist more. Okay, one more time. Breathe in. Twist all the way empty. Chair pose. Reach up. Breathe in. Twist to the bricks. Fill up. Twist more. Inhale. Twist. Two more. All the way empty. Chair pose. Fill up. Fold. Halfway lift, chaturanga. Up dog, downward facing dog, left leg forward, high lunge. Eagle pose, wrap your right arm under, right leg over. Lift your elbows up, and then sink a little bit deeper into it. Sweep up to stand. Fold forward. Split your feet hip-width apart. Grab hold of your big toes and pull yourself down into this. Bend your knees as much as feels good. Drop in. Okay, rise up to stand with your right toe or knee in hand. And then kick your legs straight out towards State Street if your toe is in your hand. And then just open everything up. So kick your leg out to the right, your knee out to the right, take your left arm over to the left. And just take up as much space as you can in all directions. Floor to ceiling, front to back even. Come back to center. Keep your leg lifted. Both arms up. Take a big breath in. Fly it back for airplane. Flex your back foot. Reach your arms forward today for this one. Like just like in that first child's pose, spread your fingertips and experience the space between your fingers. Take another breath in. Standing splits into handstand. Just a couple jumps. Yeah, it's actually easier to hop up a few times than stay in the standing splits and hold that one. Yeah, Scott, take another breath in. Chaturanga. Upward facing dog. Downward facing dog. Right foot, high lunge. Eagle pose. Notice your heart beating, like you were just doing the handstand, the chaturanga, you kind of flew through that. See if you can slow your heartbeat down with some breath. Sweep up to stand, fill up. And bow forward. Split your feet hip-width apart. Slip your hands underneath for gorilla. Let your head drop. Rock your weight forward into your toes, into your wrists. Yes. Almost fall out of it. You'll catch yourself. All right, release your hands and rise up to stand with your left knee or foot in hand. Just open everything up wide. Let yourself be in that little wiggle kind of wobble that happens. That's just your foot and your body finding its center of gravity. It's not you falling out of the pose, which sometimes our brain's like, I'm falling out of the pose, so I'm going to fall out of the pose. Just let it happen. Just observe what happens if you just let your ankle kind of move. Don't resist it. Bring your leg back to center. Reach your arms up. Fly back. Airplane. Lift your heart and expand your chest open. Take another breath in. Handstands. Go for it. So the leg that you're using to like kick up with, keep it straight and flexed. Yeah, take another breath in wherever you are. And chaturanga. Nice, Michelle. Heart open. Down dog. Fill up your lungs. Just let it go. Lift your right leg up high. Bring it into your chest. Okay, just stay here. Take a breath in and a breath out. Take your knee to your right elbow. And then over to your left elbow, to the right, to the left, to the right, to the left, to the right, to the center. Stay here. Take a breath in. Get empty. High lunge. Warrior two. I feel it in the room. Everyone's like, oh, straighten your front leg. Reach forward for triangle pose. And then breathe again with purpose. The there's a point in class where like everybody's eyes start like looking up at me like, all right, are we going to hit the floor pretty soon, lady? Just be in this pose though, this moment, right now with your breath. Okay, take your bottom arm and send it forward. Press down through both of your feet. Engage your quads, lift your kneecaps. Take one more breath. Empty out. Rise up. Pivot your right foot in. Fold forward. Let your head go. It's good to be challenged and be outside of your comfort zone. For me, those are the most memorable experience and sort of transformative experiences I've ever had in my life, are the times where I am most challenged with something or most out of my comfort zone. And it's a cool practice to be able to do it just on your yoga mat and then see it sort of transform other areas of your life. Because you have to be in that internal dialogue of, well, am I going to stay? Am I going to go? Am I going to have that conversation? Am I not? Am I going to stay one more breath in the high plank? It's a good place to be in that discussion with yourself. Lift up halfway. And then walk your fingertips to the top of your mat for lizard. Lower down to your forearms. Drop your back knee to the ground if it's not there already. And press up, bend your back knee and grab your foot for a quad stretch. Release your back foot. Straighten out your front leg. Splits. Go for your version of that today. Like your outside of your comfort zone version of it. Take one more breath in. Downward facing dog. Send your left leg up. Bring it into your chest and just pause. Take a breath in and a breath out. Knee to your left elbow to your right elbow. Over and over. Go and go. To center, squeeze, take one breath in, step it forward, high lunge. Number two, straighten out your front leg, triangle pose. Look up towards your top hand and roll your chest open towards the ceiling. Plug your feet down into the mat a little bit more and rise all the way up to stand. Pivot your left foot in. Take a bind at your low back. Lift your heart and fold. Reach the crown of your head down towards the floor. Even set your eyes up towards your belly button or start to walk them up, what you see behind you. Release your bind. Lift up halfway. Walk your hands to the top of your mat. Lizard pose. Lower yourself down to your forearms. Stay with your Ujjayi breath. Press yourself up, quad stretch. Kick into your hand. And then splits pose. So you get to access your different areas of sort of discomfort through your body, but it's mental too, for sure. So go somewhere where you've got to be in that sort of space of like, ooh, this is a little bit farther than maybe I've ever gone before, a little bit deeper than I usually go. Just see what's outside of your comfort zone there. Take one more breath. And then come to your knees for camel pose. Press your hips forward and lift your heart up. So push so much energy forward and up that your hands are barely doing any of the work. Like, it's not dumping back into your heels. You are exploding forward and up with your hips and chest. Child's pose. Three big breaths in child's pose. And then make your way to wheel pose on your back. However you think that should look. Some of you might be facing one way, the others might be facing another way. Just hop to it. Go up, lift up, wheel pose. Nicely. Lower yourself down. Take one breath in, bigger breath out, go back up, back bend. Lower down. Take a breath in and a breath out. Last time. Go up and hold for 5 breaths. Whatever shape you need today. Good breath. Lower. Bring the soles of your feet together and let your knees open. Notice your heart beating. Press yourself up to a seat facing the original front. Double pigeon. Stack your right shin on top of your left shin to begin with. Another alternative is shoelace, where you stack your knees on top of each other or just crisscross. So start where you are. Work with what you've got in front of you right now and fold to whatever level you're able to fold to. And there is like the textbook version of how the pose is like technically supposed to look. But what does that even mean? That's technically what it's supposed to look like for the person that they're taking the picture of, right? I mean, we all have different bodies. We show up a little bit different each day ourselves. So letting the shoulds, or this is how it is supposed to be, or I'm not doing it right, but this will do, like letting that sort of stuff go out the window. You're in it, you're in the shape that you need to be in, and you're getting exactly what you need to be getting. So just staying present with your breath, staying present in the sensations. Okay, press up, straighten out both of your legs. Reverse plank, plant your hands down. Have your fingertips face your feet. Yep, and then press up. Let your head drop back. Get your hips up a little bit higher, like 3 more inches. Yeah, Sabrina. And then down you go. Stack your left shin on top. Other side. With each exhale, see if you can drop in a little deeper. Rise all the way back up. Straighten out your legs. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Get as long as you can from floor to ceiling. And then fold. Keep as much length as you can. Grab hold of whatever you find. Roll all the way onto your backs. Hug your right knee in. Keep your left leg straight and take a twist over to the left side. Yeah, take up some space. Let your arms go open. Switch sides. Come to rest all the way onto your backs. Final rest. Corpse pose. Your best impersonation of a corpse. So corpses are still. They don't itch their scratches. Be heavy. Let your eyes sink down into their sockets a little bit more. Let your jaw relax. Even notice where your tongue is and let your tongue release away from the roof of your mouth.
Take a deep breath.
Start to bring some movement back into your body. And then make your way up to a seat with your hands pressed together at your heart and your eyes closed. Sit up a little taller and lean your shoulders over your hips. Empty out all of your air. Fill up your lungs. Open mouth, exhale. Again. One loud om. Thumbs to your forehead. And the light and love within me bows to and appreciates the same light and love within each of you. Namaste.
Namaste.
Yay! Great work. We've got a lot of cool things coming up. We've got acro yoga happening on Friday. Not this Friday, but the following Friday. And then this weekend, Sabrina and Trisha are doing a workshop on the beginnings and basics of this yoga. So if you're at all interested, beginner or not, you'll learn something new, whether it's like the placement of your hands in chaturanga or shoulders. If you have any questions about anything, this is going to be a great one to come to. It's going to be on Saturday. It's a 90-minute class/workshop. So come to that and have a great afternoon. Yeah, you're welcome.